The deputy to the Shadow Chancellor was 49. She had been an MP for 16 years, a minister or shadow minister for 14, and a major public figure since the early 70s. She was a fast learner, a holder of fierce convictions, and a highly distinctive speaker and political presence. She had made her way in a post-war Conservative Party and a post-war Britain, largely unsympathetic to ambitious women and to politicians with her kinds of right-wing opinions. She understood much better than Keith Joseph or Enoch Powell the value of sometimes being patient or pragmatic. She had a growing number of admirers in Westminster and the media and was not closely associated with Heath. Yet all these assets seemed to be outweighed by her liabilities. To many, Margaret Thatcher was little more than a curiosity or an underperforming, aging political prodigy. Her record as a minister was modest. She had held only one cabinet position, Education Secretary, between 1970 and 1974. During that time, she had disappointed her right-wing allies by failing to slow the expansion of comprehensive education and education spending. She had also failed to oppose the panicky lurch to the left of Heath's economic policy. An isolated and uninfluential figure in the cabinet, her high profile outside it, both at the time and since, was in some ways closer to notoriety. In 1971, she had abolished free school milk for children aged 7 to 11 and acquired an enduring nickname, Margaret Thatcher, Milk Snatcher. That year, The Sun called her the most unpopular woman in Britain. There was often a crude misogyny behind how she was regarded, but in Britain in the 70s and afterwards, for all the impetus of women's lib, misogyny remained a potent political and electoral force. And besides, when newspapers and the public did express enthusiasm for the prospect of a female prime minister, they often preferred Shirley Williams, with her easy warmth and unstyled air, her seemingly modern informality, to the colder, more old-fashioned looking conservative with her buttoned-up suits and big fixed smile. Margaret Thatcher was, essentially, not easy to be around. Thatcher was always tiresome, remembers the political journalist Michael White, who spent a lot of time with her in the 70s. There was no romance, no self-analysis, no self-consciously epic quality like you would have got with Churchill. In character, Thatcher, the brilliant, chilly loner, was like Heath in some ways, and by the autumn of 1974, many Tories thought they'd had enough of that sort of leader. And even more than Heath, she lacked the class background and manner of a traditional Conservative grandee. In September, the Times published a quote from Enoch Powell that was close to the consensus view on her chances of leading the party. They would never put up with those hats or that accent.